There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. 70.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I think for the large part, you can see there's been a lot of rebuilding that's been extremely successful, and a lot of that has been through charity. If you look at it through the government perspective, there have been a lot of failures that are well documented and unfortunately extreme. In the last neighborhood that I can say 10 years on did not successfully rebuild because it's under less than 50% occupancy from what it was originally, is one of the poorest. Mostly African Americans used to live there. They were mostly elderly, so a lot of them died and a lot of them relocated. So 10 years on, it's still a struggle, but overall we can say there have been a lot of charity-driven successes.
There's Polly Mozendez, who was on the Good Day program the earlier this week. She writes for Newsweek magazine, and there she comments on her latest article, which is a focus on how she thinks or how she has observed recovery efforts have gone 10 years after Hurricane Katrina. And it happens to be that the 10th anniversary of Katrina is the number 10 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen, getting started on the Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday, August the 28th. Yes, we have come to the end of another month in the year 2015. Seems hard to believe, but that's the situation. And as that's the case, we, as usual, at the end of the week, review the top 10 talk topics of the week based on the research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which focuses on the talk radio industry. There's Talkers Radio, Talkers TV at Talkers.com, where Talkers, the Talkers Magazine, is located as well. Every day, different articles. So it's a good place to go if you like knowing more about the people you're listening to on the radio. And so here we're counting down from number 10 to number 1. The 10th anniversary of Katrina is number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, more on Ashley Madison and the aftermath, or the after wake, if you will. Here is host Bill Carroll talking about some of the fallout from the hacking of that website.
The Ashley Madison leak is still having its ripples in people's personal lives and celebrity media coverage. All kinds of big names have been popping up on this thing. And now police up in Toronto, which is where the headquarters of Ashley Madison is, they're saying it's even worse than that. They think there might be even more dire consequences. But they held a press conference, and this is a member of the Toronto Police Department. His name is Bryce Evans, and he's talking about some of the downside. He talked about how workers came into Ashley Madison like it was just an ordinary day, and they started to sign on. A lot of them just opened up their laptops, got onto the company Wi-Fi, and as soon as they signed in, laptops, desktops, everywhere, these messages were flashing, telling them that they'd been hacked. And as we know, they were saying, you know, you better give in to these demands, or we're going to release this information. And the demands had a lot to do with Ashley Madison keeping a promise that the hackers claimed that they'd made, to delete people's accounts when they stop using it. So, and Ashley Madison refused to give into that, obviously, and it sat there for a couple of weeks, and then, boom, it just exploded. All this information came out, and a lot of lives have been ruined by it. So let's just go through some of the information he talked about, because one of these freaking people out is, well, the most important thing is, have I just destroyed my marriage? And I would ask the question, well, is your marriage worth saving, given the fact that you're cheating on your spouse, or at least trying to? But the other thing is, this credit card information is out there. Do people lose money over
that? We'd like also to confirm for the public that some credit card information of Ashley Madison's clients was in fact released as part of the data compromise. Although it is our belief today that only the last four digits of the cards were obtained and released, we encourage anyone affected by this to review your credit card records and to take the appropriate measurements to protect your accounts.
You know what I do right now is I call my wife because she takes care of all the money stuff. It's funny, when we first met, I did that. Now she does that. Hey, honey, can you just check to see if our own... No, never mind. So, for the last four digits That's got to make people feel just a little bit better.
And it's very unique on its own that it exposed tens of millions of people's personal information, including the credit card data, that Abbott Life had obtained primarily through personal email addresses of other members.
So he talks about just how big this thing really is.
As of today's date, the investigative team has found no criminal wrongdoing involving Avid Life Media. On the contrary, the actions of the hackers is clearly criminal in nature. This hack is one of the largest data breaches in the world.
I think we all knew that. We knew how huge it was, but he's just kind of reminding us of how big it is. But really interesting, he said no criminal wrongdoing on behalf of Ashley Madison. Well, what was he suggesting? Maybe that they thought it could be an inside job that someone had, but he's ruling out any of that. I'll tell you, there are already a couple of class action lawsuits launched in Canada against Ashley Madison. I'd love to see those people in court trying to explain how they were damaged by, all I'm trying to do is something innocent, like cheat on my spouse, and then I get busted and humiliated. Well, what about your behavior? Compensate me for being creepy and getting caught.
Number 8. The number 8 item on this list of the top 10 for this last week of August is a focus on those western wildfires. Here's radio host Abe Ross talking to climatologist Cliff Mass. Mass says that the recent deaths of firefighters could have been and ought to have been prevented.
Cliff Mass, atmospheric science professor at the UW, put up a blog post in which he said that those three firefighters who died fighting part of the complex of wildfires in eastern and central Washington should not have been sent into the area, and that forecasters should have been able to know that. So, Cliff, tell me why you decided to jump into this controversy.
Well, I took a look at the information, the weather observation that day and the forecast before that, and the unfortunate finding was that the forecast the day before were clearly showing that there'd be a transition of the winds and with the wind direction changing and a big surge in the wind speeds that afternoon. And then observations, hours before the blowout showed this line of increased winds and wind shift moving across the Cascades. So if they were in place, I think they should have been pulled back. I think what we really need to develop is a real-time system that allows firefighters to have someone watching their back, especially watching their weather back, and letting them know when a dangerous wind or temperature situation is developing.
Well, explain now how much notice, and you were not watching this in real time, I assume. You went back and looked at the maps after this happened?
That's right, but I could look at the forecasts that were available the day before. I mean, we knew there was, I remember that period. I mean, we knew there was going to be two transitions, one Wednesday night and then another one on Thursday. And so the Wednesday one was forecast from the computer models on Tuesday, clearly showed that there was a transition of air moving across the mountains, which would increase the wind speed and cause a wind shift in direction. And so if you could look at the forecast made the day before, and they clearly showed that. Then if you were look at the observations, in play upstream of where the fire blew up, by places like Sahikin or Winthrop to the north, you clearly saw a transition in the winds, hours before. So I think the information was there to at least tell those people to pull back.
So how much advance warning, if you had been on the scene, how much advance warning could you have given the fire boss that these winds were about to change and that nobody had any business being in that area?
Well, certainly, the day before, we knew that this situation was going to happen. I mean, the weather forecasts have gotten very good, and particularly in these kind of forecasts, we are transitioning from air moving cooler air moving across the Cascades. So the day before, it was clear that something was going to happen that afternoon. So, we knew that way, way before. And then we have had confirmation of it, hours before as the situation changed. So I don't think this is really a weather forecasting problem. I think this is a communication problem.
That's number 8. Number 7 is next on this week's Countdown. Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
This week on Geico Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the Almond. possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
It's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Save big throughout the store. For the boys, their favorite tees, only $7.99. And colorful juniors camis, just $4.99. Find the lowest prices of the season on Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, $5.99 each. And on the Big One bath towel, just $2.99. Plus, graphic tees for him, $7.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season. It only happens twice a year, this Wednesday through Sunday. Find your yes. Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer ends 8/29/15.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Number 7. The French train attack. Here's host Gary Rivers talking to Simon Owen about last week's terror attack on that train in France.
So this guy happened along a park, spotted a rifle loaded with magazines with lots of bullets in it, and decided to go on a little train trip. Is that the story?
Well, there were a number of other guns he apparently found in a public garden as well. This is what his lawyer is saying this morning. Then he boarded the train and decided to carry out a robbery. And his lawyer says he's a confused man and this sort of thing. That's the defense anyway. But this case is being investigated by anti-terror police in France. The man is a 26-year-old from Morocco. His name is Ayoub El-Khazani. And police have until tomorrow night to question him. And so I suspect we may find out a bit more about what the authorities believe he was sort of thinking about in the next couple of days. But this was Friday night. In the evening, a high-speed train heading from Amsterdam to Paris with 500 people on board. And as it passed into France, northern France, we're told that this man came out of the bathroom with no shirt on and an assault rifle strapped across his bare chest. And it's at this point that he's overpowered ultimately by three Americans and a British man. And they have all been awarded France's top honor, the Legion of Honor, by the French president in Paris.
Wow. Did the guy get any shots off? That's what I understood happened, but maybe not?
Yeah, three people were wounded. To be honest, it's still a situation of cobbling together various accounts, and it was clearly a very chaotic situation. I'm not sure he got any shots away, but he was also armed with a knife, and I think somebody may have been attacked with that. It was, you know, as I say, it was clearly chaos, and we've heard stories from these three Americans, and it does seem that there's extraordinary bravery shown by a number of people here. We think there's also a French-American and a Frenchman who've stayed anonymous and who will also receive the Legion of Honor later in private, but it does seem that this was perhaps driven by the two Americans who were soldiers. One's an airman, Spencer Stone. Another is a National Guardsman, Alex Skarlatos. He, by the way, is just back from Afghanistan, and this was his vacation. And it seems that they decided that something had to be done, and the others got involved as well, and they worked as a team.
We'll be right back.
excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six. Your attention is called on the countdown to what happened in the financial markets this past week. Certainly it started in China and Asia and spread around the world. Kind of a roller coaster for a while. Earlier on the Good Day program this past week, I talked to financial analyst John Pollack about this ride in the stock markets and how the news media hit the panic button, while the truth is that everybody just needed to sit down and wait it out.
You are dead on. I couldn't have said it better myself.
End of conversation. Thanks for joining us, John.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again sometime. Or move into the bunker that you built in 2008. You could choose one of the two.
Right. Okay, so what's give us something. The nervous investors who are listening need some patting on the head and rubbing of the belly. So what are you telling your clients?
All right, so what I tell them is, first of all, what happened in 2008, people are kind of hearkening back to that. Oh, my gosh, this is happening again. So what we do is we look at the facts. I mean, I know that's boring, but it's better. It's more fun to be emotional.
When it comes to money, I'll take the facts, please, even if it's boring.
Yes, absolutely. So here are the facts. The leading indicators, which are, you know, have produced good results for predicting recessions, are not red. Consumer debt obligations are at the lowest they have been since the 80s. Housing starts are, you know, blowing and going. Car sales are blowing and going. Best Buy just posted a 50 cents dividend.
Yep,
that's 40% above what the street.
New home starts are way up, are they not? That's
usually
new
home
starts barometer.
Yeah, so we've got all this really good news. And what's interesting is there a lot of people are tying it to China. And I haven't been able to connect China's economy to ours. They're still going to manufacture iPhones for us, so that's not going to change. The spending that they did on infrastructure will change. It'll go down, which will lower the cost of stuff over here. So that's actually good for our economy. So I'm not getting it. It's kind of an emotional thing, and it's going to be a roller coaster probably for a couple of weeks.
But isn't that the way it is with most of these characters on Wall Street who, when somebody passes gas, I better sell my stock. I mean, these people are like old, the oldest of the old ladies who say, I'm going to be careful with your money. And that's not being careful. It's all fear-based thinking, and it doesn't prove out, because if you look at the market, it's up, 14,000, whatever it has been, 15. It's going very well because people believe in American companies, believe in the American, even if we're $17, $18 trillion in the hole, most of the money we owe to China anyway.
Right? So if they default, that's good for us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we can write it off. It's laughable. I mean, all of this crazy. I heard Jill Schlesinger on CBS the other day, who I think is about as credible as anybody when it comes to this stuff. Most of those people over there couldn't find their butts in a snowstorm, but she usually gets it right. And she said, don't do anything. Just sit and wait and watch. And if anything, put some money aside. If you got extra money and you're 10 years away from retiring or 20 years away from retiring, you've been smart enough to start a 401k, put money into something. Have an advisor. I said this on the air, John. Tell me if I'm right. If your advisor is telling you to sell and he or she is being paid a commission when that sale takes place, you shouldn't pay attention to him, or you probably shouldn't even be there. Am I right on that?
Well, I would alter that a little bit. If your advisor is telling you to sell, fire your advisor,
okay,
whether they're making
are.
A commission or not, because it's bad advice.
Not too long ago, the U.S. was considered the sort of tortoise of the world economy, at least in comparison to China and even Brazil, who we really haven't talked much about this past week. But Brazil, a little stronger economy than China in terms of growth, or at least sustenance. However, slow but steady seems to be winning the race, wouldn't you say? After this past week, the American economy is chugging along. And so the people who were slower for a while in Asia and South America are really sort of behind the eight ball. Some food for thought from those of us who put together the countdown show, 28 past the hour.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with a new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with 2 all beef patties side by side, stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get 2 sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
At TIAA Craft, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Remember the story about the boy who cried wolf? It's about sounding a false alarm so often that people stop listening even when there's a real danger. We got a modern-day twist on that story from a man who heard a report about our wacky warning label contest and sent us a note. He's a hunter and owns many types of guns. All of them came with a warning to wear ear protection, even the guns that weren't loud. Over the years, he started ignoring the warnings because the guns were so quiet. Then, one day, a new gun with the same warning fired a shot so loud that it still causes ringing in his ears today. Let's be fair. A warning that advises us to use ear protection when firing a loud gun is certainly not wacky. However, this man's experience provides a lesson. The lawsuit problem that has led to warnings on virtually everything often makes us deaf to the warnings that are really needed. It's one more example of how lawsuit abuse is jeopardizing public safety in America today. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184, and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we've been through half of the list of items that are big this week in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of August 24th to the 28th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's go back to number 10 for a moment and understand what's going on here as we think back to what happened during the hurricane that people still keep in their mind between that and Sandy, but it was Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. And then the Ashley Madison situation at number 9. Number 8, the Western wildfires, the drought, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 7, the French train attack. Number 6, the financial markets and their situation. So I guess that brings us around in the second half of the hour to number 5.
Number 5.
Number 5, continuing the focus on Mrs. Clinton and the email investigation. Here is Talko Sean Casey with Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. They discuss the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails on her private server from her days when she was Secretary of State and why the belief is that this is still a relevant and important thing to discuss.
What I don't understand, and let's start from the beginning here on this whole Hillary Clinton process, is how did it ever come to fruition that the State Department or whoever thought this would be a good idea for the Secretary of State to be allowed to set up a private email server, which in and of itself may have been a direct violation of national security classified intelligence laws?
But hit the nail on the head. This is something that Hillary Clinton did 2 days before she was confirmed as Secretary of State. She set up this outside email server. You'll hear a lot of double talk and phony baloney spin, especially yesterday on the Sunday talk shows, where people claimed, you know, variously that, oh, Colin Powell did it. Oh, Condoleezza Rice did it. And what they're trying to blur and muddy up is the idea that they may have individually sent an email from, let's say, a Gmail or a Hotmail account, which they said that they've done, or at least Colin Powell did. But that's quite different from setting up your own outside channel of communications designed to circumvent the State Department system and then openly claiming that you've conducted all of your professional business, all of your government business on your own private server. This is absolutely extraordinary. No other cabinet secretary in the history of our country has done anything like this. And she self-certified. She said, look, I want to do it. And no one in the State Department apparently had enough fortitude or guts or integrity or whatever you want to call it. Nobody shut it down. They wanted to run wild with it.
The only thing I don't understand is that if and when, because I'm using my work email here whenever I'm talking with folks in federal agencies, including the DOD or whatever, you have to have a special digital encryption just to exchange regular emails. What I don't understand is under the SCIF system, how a secure government network, which is set up to protect sensitive compartmental information, how you could even, you know, one could shake the hand of the other one. I don't understand. How is that allowed to work?
Well, in my estimation, based upon what I've seen, there was no crossover. In fact, what you described is exactly why these separate channels exist. So you can't, there's no spillage. You can't go from one to the next. What you run into here and what it looks like is that people like Huma Abedin and Jake Sullivan and perhaps others would glean or excerpt information from classified records, communications, and then essentially, not literally cut and paste, but excerpt in pertinent part the information that they thought they should pass along to Hillary Clinton, and then send it over her personal unclassified server. And so they were basically pulling the crown jewels out of these intelligence cables, putting, you know, making bullet points or nuggets of info and shooting them to her over her unclassified private server. This is an outrageous abuse. I mean, there's criminal code forbidding this explicitly.
Number four, staying in a sort of political realm, what's Joe Biden up to? Here's talk host Kim Carrigan with Larry Raske, who's a former press secretary for Biden. They discuss the possibility that Biden will decide to run or not to run. That is the question.
I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question. Is Joe Biden running?
Well, he's leaning in, just let's say that. I don't think he's made up his mind, and I don't think he'll make a final decision my guess is at least a month, but he's definitely leaning towards it.
Well, what do you think are the factors that will make him either run or not?
Well, I think it's important to recognize just the incredibly unfathomable circumstances that he and his family have recently gone through with the loss of his son and obviously brother to, you know, Hunter and Ashley and father of the grandchildren and just a tremendously important figure in the Biden family, Bo Biden, who passed from cancer recently. I can't even. Bo Biden was his father's soulmate. They talked every day, and so I think it's only been a month or so since since both the vice president and his family, the rest of the family, have been able to just even think about running for president and what that would do to everybody on an emotional basis and what it means to be out on the campaign trail with that sense of loss seared inside of you. And so that's factor one. Factor two, I think, for the vice president is how does it affect his relationship with the president and his job that he treasures and does so capably. We saw Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, yesterday, saying as much as he possibly could about President Obama's respect for the VP. But where is trying to figure out the water's edge between government and politics, I think, is something that he cares deeply about, and he needs to get that squared away with the president.
Number three,
the debate, discussion, divide, if you will, on immigration policy. Here's LA radio host Doug McIntyre talking to Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies. They discuss Facebook censoring posts about illegal immigrants taking jobs from Americans.
Facebook has now apologized for an error, in quotes, that banned reports on illegal aliens taking jobs from Americans. Apparently, they temporarily banned users from posting reports by an immigration watchdog analyzing federal statistics that show immigrants in general and illegal immigrants specifically take a big share of new jobs. When you would post that, you'd get a message that said, warning, this message contains blocked content. Your message couldn't be sent because it includes content that other people on Facebook have reported as abusive. As if reporting on a public policy issue, fact-based, by the way. Well, this doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is that Facebook retracted and capitulated on this. And what an irony, isn't it, that the social media that claims to be the great engine of revolutions, the Arab Spring, etc., the free dissemination of different points of view, finds this point of view unacceptable.
That's right. It turns out that they only believe in freedom of speech and sharing of information when it's material that they agree with, apparently.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, you know, they've claimed that this was a systemic glitch in their operations that caused our content to be erroneously blocked. That's bad enough that they would, you know, have artificial intelligence that declares something to be un-PC, or, you know, that they've programmed it to do that. Or what we think is more likely is that we know how there are trolls out there on the Internet that go around trying to trash things that they don't agree with. People were reporting our material as, quote-unquote, abusive or offensive, and they had a team of people who agreed that that was the case and then blocked it. So either way, it's, you know, really censorship.
Well, it's always censorship, and here's the problem. You know, everybody, to a greater or lesser extent, does. I always talk about there's no such thing as unbiased reporting. I mean, the New York Times Masthead famously says all the news that's fit to print, but they are the arbiters of what's fit to print. So as long as human beings are involved, there's going to be a certain amount of bias. But the problem here is that we've mixed this aggressive form of political correctness into a public policy issue of profound significance, something that is rightly front and center of the presidential debate. It's being discussed and debated in homes and workplaces and in every community in America. And what business is it of Facebook to be censoring public discussion? If they want to monitor abusiveness and racism, et cetera, fine. It's a private company. They can do what they want. But just putting data out there from the Center for Immigration Studies is hardly abusive.
This is aggressive political correctness run amok.
All right, so there's some food for thought. Wow, that's quite interesting. Number two, you'll find that interesting, too, as we continue on the countdown. It's up next. Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it, and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Las Vegas, Nevada, September 24th through the 26th. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will once again cross the auction block. Be part of the three-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson, and the only way you're going to know is to show up. It's coming soon to the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't forget, tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles. Equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Number two.
All right. This is one of the items many of you have been waiting for. As Donald Trump's popularity continues to rise, there is a great interest in his candidacy from more and more corners, if you will, of the country and around the world as well. Here's host John Howell talking to political analyst Steve Kassenbaum about Trump's renewed feud with Megyn Kelly.
I noticed everybody there, I'm sure Roger Ailes told them to do so, everybody jumped on Twitter to defend Megyn Kelly. All Donald Trump did, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, was retweet out somebody else's comment about Megyn Kelly, which was taken to mean that, once again, Trump is obsessed with Megyn Kelly. How did this all start and why?
Well, Donald Trump actually started tweeting out about Megyn Kelly before her show even ended, after she returned to the anchor's chair following a week of vacation. Basically, the typical comments that we've heard from Donald Trump about Megyn Kelly and thinking that she does a poor job and not very nice things he said. And then he retweeted the bimbo comment from somebody else. And that's when Roger Ailes said enough is enough, essentially, and said that Donald Trump owed Megyn Kelly an apology. And another Fox News anchors came to her defense at a news conference yesterday in Dubuque, Iowa. Donald Trump said he basically doesn't care about her, and then to anybody, which is funny, if he didn't care about her, then why was he tweeting about her? But he said that if anyone owes anyone an apology, it's her to him. And then he said he felt that Fox News does a horrible job covering him, which is interesting because he's gone on there very frequently. You know, he's been on The Morning Show.
Oh, hundreds of times. He's been on Fox and Friends. I know, maybe not hundreds of times, but every Monday morning he does a hit with them. He's regularly on Hannity. He's regularly on O'Reilly. He's, you know, this, just like this fight with Jorge Ramos, it plays to everybody's constituency. It's good for Fox News to poke at Donald Trump because it makes them appear to be more fair and balanced. It's good that Donald Trump pokes back at Roger Ailes because then there's some independence, some plausible deniability that they walk hand in hand down the road. And the fight with Univision helps both Trump and Jorge Ramos. Everybody wins in this.
It's hard to imagine someone winning the Republican presidential nomination while being at war with Fox News, though.
Isn't that a comment in and of itself, how important the people at Fox think they are and how important some people think they are? Behind the scenes is that Rupert Murdoch, who controls the Fox entities, doesn't like Donald Trump at all, and he and Roger Ailes had been at odds with one another, and Ailes decided and told Murdoch that he wasn't going to get as involved as Murdoch wanted him to be in pounding on Trump. So you can see sort of where the drift. It's always good to know what's going on behind the scenes. Meanwhile, it's clear that Murdoch is in charge. However, he pays Ailes $23 million a year to run Fox and make it work. And Ailes is smarter at doing that, obviously, by looking at the success of Fox than anybody else. And one wonders, as Ailes gets older, I think he's in his mid-70s now, how long it'll be before somebody else comes along, and will they have the starch to keep Fox as prominent as it is, which, again, has nothing to do with anything political. It has to do with understanding people and their reaction to items in the news. 51 past on the countdown.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Yes, as we wrap up with the number one issue, understanding our reaction and making adjustments to what it is that people really concern themselves with. This was an appalling reality. And as the week ends, the reporters who were killed by this other television person really makes me, as a human being and somebody who's involved in the media, think a lot about what I'm doing and what we're doing. Earlier this week on my weekday Good Day program, I talked to correspondent John Tarrant about the shooting of this reporter, the cameraman in Roanoke, and the ramifications of, again, this happening while people were actually watching it on television happen live.
It's odd, isn't it? Because these two beautiful young people, Alison Parker and Adam Ward, so enjoying their jobs. They were a team. They were starting out at the beginning of their careers. They kind of only just graduated in the last couple of years. They were having the time of their lives in a beautiful part of the country here in Southern Virginia, just outside Roanoke. And then along comes, out of the blue, Vesta Lee Flanagan, also known as Bryce Williams, a former reporter on the station, who was fired in 2013 because he had lots of anger outbursts, and they had to let him go. And the manager said when they let him go in 2013, it was the most awful firing he'd ever had to go through because things turned so sour that they had to call the police to get him out of the building. And then 2 years go by and you don't really see him or hear from him. And then out of the blue, he comes up and you know, not only does he try to jostle the camera crew, but he shoots them, and now two of them are dead, and the third person is injured in hospital. Now, Vesselie Flanagan issued a bizarre manifesto yesterday, Doug, which arrived 2 hours after the shootings on a fax machine at ABC Television, and he talks about himself being a human powder keg, full of anger about things like the racially motivated shootings in Charleston, South Carolina in July. He said he bought weapons immediately after that. He said he's inspired by Columbine from 1999, in which 13 people died, Virginia Tech in 2007, in which 32 people died. And that's ironic because Adam Ward went to Virginia Tech before joining WDBJ. And Vesselie Flanagan also talks about being bullied and discriminated against, both sexual and racial. So those are his reasons, but of course they kind of pale into insignificance now, really, because we have the death of these two beautiful people who, and it happened live on television, which is something we've never seen before. We're kind of in uncharted territory.
Well, you know that every day there's something going on like this. Any place in our country, this is liable to happen.
Well, I think that's another of the extraordinary issues which really come to the fore today, because had this been just a shooting, you know, that wasn't on television in a random part of the country, or if these two had died in a car crash or something like that, then there would be nothing like the nationwide coverage that is being given at this time. It is because it happened on television, and because it happened really for the first time on television. We've never seen anything like this.
Here's another point of view. Host Jackie Page with reporter Nadia Singh. Singh works at the same television station where Alison Parker and Adam Ward were employed.
First of all, what is the mood like in the newsroom, and how are you able to continue through the workday?
Well, as you can imagine, the newsroom is in a state of shock. People are trying to keep it together, trying to do their jobs as journalists, which is what we're here to do. Our managers are doing an incredible job of keeping everything together and making sure we're doing what we're here to do, which is to bring the news to our viewership, to our community, and that's what we're working on right now.
So tell me a little bit about your coworkers. Did you know them well?
I did. I saw Allison and Adam every day. They were in the morning meeting every day. They were very bright, ambitious, smart people. They knew their jobs. They did it well every day. They brought 110 every day, both of them.
And did you happen to know the shooter at all, the gunman?
I had worked with him briefly.
Before he...
That's correct. Before he no longer was an employee here, I did work with him briefly.
So obviously you're being inundated at this point by people like us, but also by families that are obviously very curious. These two were very well known in the community. Isn't that correct?
That they were. We have been inundated with phone calls, texts, tweets, messages, even deliveries of concerned viewers. People are calling from all over the nation and around the globe. They are calling to give their support, their condolences for these two young people who clearly were lost very soon, way too soon.
One of the trending items this weekend at DougStephan.com is whether or not media showing these on-air killings is appropriate. Don't know how they could have avoided it there. You can tell us what you think the most important item was on the chart for this week, because we have them all listed at DougStephan.com. You agree with the number one story, number two? Not necessarily agree, but what was most important to you? Let us know, please, at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.